Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman stepped out. That's all right. We'll hold down the fort till he gets back. I'm Austin Norman. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese. Big thanks to Starter Heyman Jewelers for getting our live streams up and running for us. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, all available for you, as is Allo Channel 961. Thanks to Allo for sponsoring Channel 961, as well as our VIP line. We talked to Brian Munson of Husker Online on the Allo VIP line toward the end of On the Block. So if you missed that, go back, watch the stream, or the podcast will be up for you later tonight. During that interview with Brian, we did have some news breaking on the Nebraska men's basketball front. Positive news, I believe, as Nebraska gets the commitment from Raleigh Worcester out of Missoula, Montana. Went to a high school called Hellgate High School. Yeah, Hellgate High School in Missoula, Montana. That's a pretty hardcore metal name for a high school. Was initially committed to Montana at one point, had a pretty good circuit, blew up a little bit more, ends up going to Utah State in the COVID year, so 2020-21 was his first year. Started 25 of the 26 games he played there for the Aggies, averaged 28 minutes per game, and then transferred to Utah with Coach Craig Smith. So he's been at Utah the last 3 years. He's played in 77 games at Utah, started 76 of them, started 30 of 31 games in 21-22, started all 30 games that he and the Utes played in 2022-23. Then this last year, limited to 16 games, but he did start all of March. So what stands out about him? Well-rounded player, averaged just under 10 points per game at 9.9, also averaged 5.5 assists and 5 rebounds per game. That's really good balance. That's a do-it-all guy who's going to contribute on both ends of the floor. Also adds a steal and a half per game as well. So that's a, you know, two-way player. Reminds me of maybe just a shorter Sam Griesel, potentially, you know, averaging double digits or right about double digits in the scoring column. Good facilitating, again, 5.5 assists. That would have been, I think, top five in the Big Ten this past season. So that's obviously pretty incredible. And then you also throw in the 5 rebounds. We know Nebraska can always use rebounding help. Axel Foley, can he play point? Yes. Specifically, that's why Nebraska went and got him. He is a point guard. That is the role he will fill for this team. He ran the point for Craig Smith at Utah for these last few years. The one downside that I see with a guy like Raleigh Worcester, the shooting numbers. Not exactly confidence-inspiring. From two, he shot 48% at Utah, 46% at Utah, rather. Took about 5-6 shots a game from two-point range. So he made, you know, 2 or 3 of them per game. So that's fine. The three-point shooting numbers, though, have not been good. He's averaged just about 2.5 attempts per game over his career, only shooting 29% from three-point range for a guy who, at 6'3", 200 pounds, is going to play on the perimeter quite a bit. Unless, of course, Nebraska uses him kind of like they did Sam Griesel, where he's going to get into the mid-post, he'll back guys down on the block, maybe facilitate from there. The 29% career three-point shooting number is somewhat surprising, because this is a guy that shoots 77% on free throws for his career. In fact, his first 3 seasons, he was up over 80%. 80.4% as a freshman, 80.4% again as a sophomore, 81% as a junior. And then last year at Utah, the most free throws he's taken, you know, on a per-game basis, averaged just about 4 attempts per game, only shot 71%. From the free throw line after shooting 80% the previous 3 years. And that doesn't even really correspond with his three-point shooting numbers that stayed pretty much in line with his career average. The highest he's shot from three in a year was his sophomore year at 33%. So maybe Fred Hoiberg and his staff with an offseason of development can get that jump shot workable, but expecting him to go from a 29% three-point shooter to a 35% three-point shooter, not likely. Very, very unlikely, in fact. The free throw numbers I would expect to normalize. I don't think he'll shoot all the way down at 70% again, especially after a three-year track record of having shot 80% from the free throw line. So if he settles in at that, you know, 75, 76, even his career 77% mark, not where I personally would like his numbers to be, but you can talk me into a guy, you know, with that size, pretty good size, you know, shooting 77% from the free throw line, we would like it better, but I expect the free throws to tick up. What's he got to shoot from three? It's got to be, you know, 33%. If he can make one out of every three tries from long range, I don't love it, but that's at least a credible enough threat from outside. I pulled up Aaron Ulis's numbers. I think those are a worthwhile kind of comparison here. So Aaron Ulis at 6'3", 190. Raleigh Worster at 6'3", 200. Raleigh Worster was at Utah, if I didn't mention that before. But again, Aaron Ulis's numbers, 37% on twos, 31% from three, and 78% from the free throw line. But
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Not the same number of rebounds and assists. So Raleigh Worster has been more productive than Aaron Ulis is in his career. And I'm curious to see how that battle shakes out. Maybe they go offense-defense at the end of games with Ulis as the defensive sub. But that absolutely remains to be seen yet. So getting back to the comparison that I was thinking of for Raleigh Worster was Sam Greasel. Okay, so Sam Greasel, for his career, shot 44% from two, compared to 41% for Raleigh Worster. Sam Greasel shot 32% from three, 29% for Raleigh Worster, and then Worster's been better at the free throw line, 77% to Sam Greasel's darn near even 70%. Sam Greasel's shooting numbers at Nebraska from three, pretty much in line with what he did in his career. His last 2 years at North Dakota State, he shot 34% and 38% from three. At Nebraska, he shot 32% from three. His free throw numbers were, again, kind of in line with his career at Nebraska. So my expectation for Raleigh Worster is that he's just a guy. He'll be fine. I think he fills a role. I hope he brings some of those intangible sort of benefits, right? The calming effect, the organization, the game management. That's the role that I really hope Raleigh Worster is being brought in to fill for this Nebraska men's basketball team, because we saw Bryce Williams run the point capably. If Bryce Williams is going to go on to a professional career of some sort, it's going to be a great experience for him. But I think you could still tell, even by the end of the year, it's still a work in progress, still some work to be done there. So it wouldn't shock me if Bryce Williams still does run the point plenty for Nebraska, but if you're telling me Raleigh Worster is taking some of those reps and Bryce Williams is free to be a scoring two or a 3-and-D guy at the wing position, I think that's probably a better use of Bryce Williams' skill set and can give you some more creative things to do with a guy like Raleigh Worster. Ellison, Illinois. Yeah, if he's a 29% shooter, then he must be told he can't attempt any or many. That percent is a killer. Yeah, especially in an offense like this, where Nebraska's, you know, shooting numbers this year weren't as good as I thought they were going to end up being. They weren't bad. They were definitely better than they had been in years past. But as a team, Nebraska ends up shooting 35.7%, which was good for 88th in the country. And this is a discussion I've had with multiple people, you know, in the last couple weeks, but especially since the end of Nebraska's season, is does Nebraska need a new element introduced to the team, or does Nebraska need to get better at doing what it already does? I think both answers are correct, but Raleigh Worcester doesn't fit the mold of a game breaker, not a game changer athletically necessarily. So if Nebraska men's basketball isn't going to get more athletic, is still going to have, you know, trouble staying in front of, you know, Terrence Shannon Jr. or a Wade Taylor the fourth and Elijah Hawkins from Minnesota even. If Nebraska is not going to get more athletic, then Nebraska needs to shoot better than 35.7% from three. It's a big step in the right direction to get there, but now 35% is the baseline. If Nebraska is going to rely on, you know, defensive stops when it can get them, and they're going to still lean into that identity, be physical, at least contest everything. But other teams have those X factors, those difference makers. If Nebraska is not going to get a guy like that that can take over a game, Nebraska has to Wisconsin the crap out of it. Nebraska has to Villanova the crap out of it and be top tier, elite, consistent execution and shoot, you know, 37, 38, shoot 39% from 3-point range. And if they're able to do that, if the ball movement, the player movement, the screening, and then ultimately the 3-point shooting is on point, you can mix, you know, Bryce Williams from long range with Juwan Gary driving to the basket. Andrew Morgan, again, kind of in that mid to lower 30s range from 3-pointers as a transfer from North Dakota State. If all of those guys are able to increase their 3-point shooting percentage by, you know, 1%, that's a good step in the right direction. By 2%, I mean, you bring throw Merrick Mastin into that conversation as well. I'm going to be curious to see if Nebraska is still young enough and malleable enough to take a step forward and get better at what it wants to do, or if the right move ultimately was adding a new different element to give other teams something to worry about. The guy I thought Nebraska was going to go after harder in the transfer portal, Connor Hickman, who played with Rinkmast at Bradley for a couple of years. Connor Hickman, 6'3", 190-pound guard out of Bloomington, Indiana. All-Missouri Valley Conference performer this last year on the all-tournament team. Also made the Mo Valley all-freshman team. Runs some point, maybe not as true a point guard as a guy like Raleigh Worcester, but Hickman averaged 14.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. But his shooting splits were 47% from 2 last year, 40% from 3, and 70% at the free throw line. So I was anticipating Nebraska doing what it could to get Connor Hickman in the fold, reunited with Rinkmast, but he ends up going to Cincinnati. He will be a member of the Bearcats team and play in the Big 12. Good little overview of Nebraska men's basketball in the transfer portal. I'll be right back to wrap up hour one of Old School with you in just a minute.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.